Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark, rolling Amen-style Reese patch with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12. If you love drum and bass that feels alive, loose, and a little dangerous, this one's for you. The goal here is not just to make a big bass sound. We want the bass to behave like part of the breakbeat. In Jungle, the bass line isn't always a lead instrument. A lot of the time, it's working like another drum layer, answering the Amen, leaving space and pushing the groove forward without crowding it. Let's start by setting up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great starting point for classic jungle and rolling DNB energy. Create one audio track for your Amen break, one MIDI track for the bass, and, if you can, one more audio track for resampling later. That resampling step is a huge part of getting the style to feel authentic. Now load your Amen break. You can drop it straight into an audio clip, or you can slice it to MIDI if you want more control. If you're keeping it as audio, make sure the warp mode is behaving nicely. Complex Pro or Beats can both work depending on the sample, but don't overprocess it. The whole point is to keep the transient energy and the natural swing of the break. If you want more control, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use a slicing method based on transients or warp markers so you can rearrange hits. That opens up a lot of creative jungle phrasing, because now you can move kicks, snares, and ghost hits around like a drum kit. Before we even touch the bass, let's get the groove feeling right. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing groove, something like an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 57%. Apply it lightly at first. For timing, keep it subtle, maybe 20 to 40%. Velocity can stay low, maybe 5 to 20%. The idea is to humanize the break without making it sloppy. Jungle should feel loose, but it still has to hit hard. Now let's build the bass patch. We're going to make a two-layer Reese using stock Ableton devices. The cleanest way to do that is with an instrument rack. One chain will be your sub, and the other will be your mid and top Reese layer. Start with the sub. Load operator on the first chain. Set oscillator to assign wave. Turn off the other oscillators, and keep it simple. This layer should be mono, clean, and stable. If it's too loud, pull it down. You want the sub present, but not bloated. A little saturator can help if needed, just a few dB of drive with soft clip-on. Use EQ8 if there's any muddy buildup around 200 to 300 HE, but don't overdo the EQ. The sub is supposed to feel solid, not overly polished. Next, build the Reese body on the second chain. Wave Eatable is perfect for this. Use two saw oscillators, detune one of them slightly, and add a small amount of unison, maybe two voices. Keep the spread moderate so it has width without becoming facey. Put a low-pass filter after that, maybe 24 dB, with just a touch of resonance. If you want more life, modulate the filter cutoff with a slow LFO synced around 1/8 or 1/4. You're not trying to make a wobble bass here. You're aiming for subtle motion that breathes with the rhythm. After Wave Eatable, and some controlled dirt, saturator is your friend. Drive it a little, maybe 4 to 8 dB, and keep soft clip on. If you want more aggressive character, roar can add a nice edge, but be careful. We want grit, not chaos. Chorus ensemble can be great too, but use it sparingly. A little width on the mids goes a long way. Then use EQ8 to high pass the Reese layer somewhere around 80 to 120 HE so the sub owns the low end. If the top gets harsh, gently tame the 2 to 5 KHC range. At this point, the important thing is separation. The sub should stay dead center and mono. The Reese can be wide, but only in the mid-range. If you're using utility, set the sub chain width to 0 and let the Reese chain breathe a little wider. This is one of the most important habits in bass music production. If your low end gets wide, the whole tune can fall apart on bigger systems. Now let's write the bass line. For a jungle style phrase, think rhythm first, melody second. You want short, syncopated notes with a few longer holds. The bass should answer the drums, not constantly step on them. A simple two-bar idea could start on beat 1, add a short hit on the and or the of the beat, then come back in around 2 and 3 with a slide or a longer note. In bar 2, leave a little space, then bring the bass back in with a pickup or a stutter. Use a 1/16 grid as your starting point, but don't be afraid to nudge some notes slightly off grid. A tiny push or pull can make a huge difference. In jungle, that feel comes from tension against the break. You want the bass to lean into the groove, not sit perfectly on top of it like a grid robot. Here's a useful teacher tip: treat the bass like a percussion part. If a note doesn't improve the pocket, remove it. A missing note can create more energy than a fully filled bar. That's especially true when the Amen is busy. Let's talk about jungle swing specifically, because this is where the lesson starts to feel alive. Jungle Swing is not just straight-up shuffle. It's the interaction between the breakbeat, the bass timing, and the space left around the snare. One of the best ways to get it is to place some bass hits just after the kick or just before the snare, depending on the phrase. A little late can feel laid back and heavy. A little early can create urgency. The trick is not to randomize timing wildly. Nudge deliberately. Make each move intentional. You can also apply a lighter groove to the bass clip, but don't overdo it. If the drums have a stronger swing and the bass has just a hint of it, that contrast can feel amazing. Too much swing on everything, though, and the track loses propulsion. Now let's add some bounce with sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the bass group or rack and sidechain it to the kick or drum bus. Start with a moderate ratio, maybe 2 to 4 to 1. Keep the attack fast, around 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds, depending on the groove. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to pump it like a dance bop sidechain. You just want the bass to make room for the break and breathe a little. Once the patch and MIDI feel good, it's time to do something that really helps this style come alive. Resample it. Route the bass to a new audio track and record a few bars. This is where the character starts to lock in. Resampling lets you commit to a take, and in jungle production that commitment matters. A lot of the vibe comes from printing a sound and then working with it like audio, not endlessly tweaking the synth forever. After you record, listen for the best moments and consolidate them. Now you can chop the bass, reverse tails, add little transitions, or use the audio like a sample. That's classic jungle thinking. It's not just synthesis anymore, it's arrangement. Once you've got the resampled bass, process it for a darker DNB tone. Start with EQ8 to remove mud around 250 to 400 Hz. If there's fizz, gently tame the upper highs around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a bit more saturator if you want density. If you like grime, try redux or erosion very subtly. A little texture can make the bass feel older, dirtier, and more characterful. Utility is also useful here to check mono compatibility and keep the low end under control. If you want extra weight, drum bus can work too, but use it carefully. Keep the boom subtle and focus more on density than obvious coloration. This style works best when the bass feels huge without sounding oversized. Now let's arrange it like a jungle record. A classic structure might go intro, drop, variation, breakdown, second drop, and outro. Think in 8-bar phrases. Every 8 or 16 bars, change something. Maybe the bass rhythm shifts. Maybe you add a fill. Maybe the filter opens up a bit. Maybe you print a more distorted variation for the second drop. Jungle arrangement thrives on small, clever changes that keep the loop moving. A really good trick is to introduce the bass in stages. Start filtered and restrained, then open up the mids, then reveal the full stereo width, then bring in a dirtier resampled layer. That progression makes the drop feel like it's evolving instead of just starting. Let me give you a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the res too wide in the low end. Keep everything below about 120 Hz mono. If the sub gets stereo, your mix can get weak and unstable. Second, don't over-distort the patch. It's tempting to crank the drive until the bass sounds huge, but too much saturation can flatten the groove and turn everything into noise. Use multiple light stages if you want more aggression. Third, don't crowd the amen. If the bass is sitting on every kick and snare, the whole thing will feel cramped. Leave gaps. Jungle needs air. Fourth, don't swing everything equally. A little swing goes a long way. If every element is overly shuffled, the track loses its forward drive. And fifth, don't skip the sub and mid separation. A single patch trying to do everything often sounds weaker and is harder to mix. Here are a few extra pro moves. Try a moving filter envelope or slow LFO on the res layer for subtle motion. Automate distortion only in transition so the main groove stays controlled. Resample with effects printed so you can commit to the sound and chop it into new phrases. Use tiny pitch movement into a root note for menace. Add a quiet noise layer or vinyl texture if you want extra grime. And always compare your loop against a reference track at the same tempo, level matched, so you can hear whether your bass has the right density and pocket. For a quick practice exercise, build a 4-bar loop, load an amen break, slice it, and program a small variation with one extra kick, one snare change, and one ghost note. Build the 2-layer res with a sine sub and a detuned saw layer. Write a 4-bar bass line with short offbeat notes, one slide, and one longer note at the end. Add a little swing to the drums, sidechain the bass, then resample it and drop a reverse hit into the turnaround. If that loop feels rolling, dark, and slightly unhinged but still controlled, you're on the right track. So to recap, Start with the Amen. Split your bass into a clean mono sub and a wider dirty res. Use wave eatable and operator for the core patch. Shape the rhythm around the break. Apply light swing and intentional timing. Then resample so you can edit like a jungle producer. Keep the sub clean. Keep the mids gritty but controlled, and let the groove breathe. That's how you build an Amen style res patch with jungle swing in Ableton Live 12. Tight, dark, and rolling. Let's go.